Mujtaba, we would like you to come here close to the track here where inshallah you're going to be the next speech. Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Moses walked and Jesus walked, Ibrahim walked and Muhammad walked. Every prophet has walked a path divine, chosen for them by the sublime. Moses walked up the chosen mountain, waiting for a drink from the heavenly fountain. The tablets were revealed for his nation, the words of guidance and salvation. Jesus wandered and walked with his disciples, holding the hand of his many pupils. He walked till he reached Jerusalem, interrupting the money changers' deceptive hymns. Ibrahim walked to find the barren land where Hajar and Ishmael were to take a stand. Till spring flowed under Ishmael's feet, the land became every believer's creed. Muhammad walked from one city to another, looking for children like a wandering mother, till followers flocked to him from every corner, to one with glad tidings and an assigned warner. Hussein is the heir of Jesus, the Spirit of God, the one who challenged the fake men of God. Hussein is the heir of Moses, the spoken by God, the one who raised the words of his God. Hussein is the heir of Ibrahim, friend of God, putting his children and women to the test of his Lord. Hussein is the heir of Muhammad, the beloved of God, reforming and guiding the nation of his God. Like every prophet, we have our own walk to do, for the believers need to prove their servitude. Our walk is the walk to Karbala, the esteemed land. Hussein lies within with his beloved band. We walk to the air of the prophetic message, treading through the divine passage. Our walk is the walk to the absolute truth. Our walk is against every falsehood. This is the walk of the dispossessed who left their homes to support the oppressed. We pledge on the grave of these free men to ruin and destroy every oppressor's den. If Hussein is every prophet's successor, we inherit their stand against every aggressor. We are Jesus, Moses, Ibrahim, and Muhammad, as we cling to the blessed tree of Muhammad. We are Hussein, and Hussein's essence is in us. We are Zainab, and her spirit resides within us. We walk till we reach our final goal. The Ummah under Mahdi is together and whole. Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!
I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my lowly desires and lowly emotions. And I seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is entirely merciful and especially merciful. The audience that we have, every single one of the individuals who looked at us, who heard us, they participated in this walk. Imam Ali says that eyesight is of no use if the insight is blind. The individuals who are looking at us look from inside, not from the superficial goggles that you have on to see people dressed in black, beating their chest, shouting and screaming. But look from inside, that why is it that these individuals are on the street on a Sunday? Why is it that their women and their children are crying? Why is it that they're holding these placards that are giving the slogans of justice and peace? Why is it they are walking and saying that we are against every oppressor? We are walking in support of every oppressed. We are standing here for the fight and the war that's been waging since humanity has been on the face of this earth. And that is the war of the human values that are trampled every single day. On these streets, in these buildings, and in every city of the world, our humanity and empathy are in danger. There are women and children that are thirsty. There is over 1 billion people that are living under a dollar. We have all of the resources. We have all of the basic needs covered. We do not look beyond what is in front of us. We are not looking at our empathy, the empathy that you and I should have against anything that we see wrong in this world. Today our freedoms have been taken, our privacy has been taken. Today our values of humanity, of empathy has been taken, but we do not do anything. Everyone who's listening to me, who can see us, from your insight, imagine a girl who's standing, whose hair are all covered with dirt, whose face is bruised, whose ears are bleeding, become an orphan. Our father's neck has been cut and put on a spear. This girl does not know yet, but she's going to be made a prisoner. Her arms are going to be tied. Her neck is going to be tied in a rope. As you see her standing here, there were people as in the audience who were throwing stones at her. We walk on these streets, no one is throwing stones at her. There are police that is protecting us, there are individuals who are looking at us. We are not being tamed here. This girl is going to walk on the streets where she's going to be tamed. Stones are going to be thrown at her, slaps are going to be given on her face. And in that valley there will be seven heads on spears of her father, of her uncle. If no empathy wakes within you for orphans, for the one who are destitute, the one who have no homes, the one who are imprisoned without any cause, if nothing moves your heart today, then you have to ask yourself the question, am I a human? Imam Hussain Asadu Salam inspired many different personalities in this world. You all have heard of the name Gandhi, but you have not heard of the name who taught him to accomplish his goal without any violence. There are over 20 million people who are going to walk 80 kilometers. 20 million, that's half of the population of Canada, but we do not have any media covering that. It is the biggest pilgrimage in the world, but we do not have anybody covering that. We are here to remind all of you that there are 20 million people walking for your values, for the values of the human being. As we walk, take a step, and under your step, imagine the oppressors. And as that step moves forward, imagine you're moving forward towards that Imam of yours that has inspired us to be on the streets today where other people are looking at us and they don't know what is going on. The eyes of the spectators, if they put a feeling of humility or shame in, just imagine the daughters of the Prophet who had to walk in the streets in the bazaar. My sister's veils were on their head, but the veils of the daughters of the Prophet were taken away. Your supporters, your men are here, but their men's head was severed on the spear. In front of them, they were walking as prisoners. You are not prisoners. If we are prisoners, we are prisoners of our holy desires. This war of the lower emotions of human beings, of jealousy, of arrogance, has continued, and the higher emotions of love and compassion. This is what Imam Hussain Asadu Salam stands for. And this is a reminder to everybody who's listening, if you can get away, if you can get away from your superficial goggles, just look at us as individuals who want to be oppressed, to be helped, for the people who are hungry to be fed, the ones who are thirsty to be given water, the ones who have no shelter to be given shelter, for the ones who are killed in a city for this killing to stop. We want the human values, the higher values of love, compassion, and freedom to reign in this world in the name of our Imam, Imam Hussain! Labbaik ya Hussain!
Labbaik ya Hussain!
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
Let me take you back to the day it all began when the rest of the survivors were left at the mercy of a very tyrant clan. In those survivors was a very well-known man who generously gave away all that he had. To preserve the name of Islam, the man who endured all this pain was our fourth Imam. All that you knew of your loved ones had died, and there were no more men on your side. She refused to stop the minister, but all that he was the killer. The night the enemies burned over the tent was the beginning of the tragical event. The women and children were all shackled and chained, and all the chains clattered with bloodstains. Oh my Imam, your father Hussein was beheaded, and the ones you loved were all dead. On the spear you saw your father's head, and everything on the hot stains was red with the blood of those who died in the name of Imam, but you couldn't do anything, so you stayed calm. The pains in which you saw that nation were seen in the stars of your heart. And you were so brave that you still saw that sweat of holy Abdullah. You turned the corner to the other way, and you lost the heart of your sister in full of pain. We understand the suffering of the suffer, your struggle, the stink of a bloodstained shirt. You tried to hold them out.
University and front.
We gather after 40 days to remember those who gave their lives in the name of Islam and those who couldn't fight, who saw their loved ones die but stayed calm. Erbayin is a revolution, sisters and brothers. It demonstrates that Islam is a religion of peace and care for others. There is something else you should know. It is one of the largest pilgrimages and still grows. Each year, over 20 million people gather in honor of a hero that gave away everything he had, a hero that we still remember after 1400 years. Oh, enemies, don't you think we ever forgot? We remember Zainab's tears, Sabina's tears, Sajjad's tears. I always wonder how God Hussein sacrificed us. But as a result, it left behind millions of people.
Labayka ya Hussein!
Labayka ya Hussein!
Labayka ya Hussein!
Labayka
ya Hussein! Labayka ya Hussein! Labayka ya Hussein!
The
baker, y'all, the baker, y'all, the baker.
وقت كربلاء أربعين حسين ما يعيد بلوفتين ما يعيد بلوفتين ونوي سيا حسين ونشد ديونبا ونوي سيا حسين ونشد ديونبا دارس نوري لجان ابي دارس يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين درويد بينا اسلام درويد بينا قران درويد بينا اسلام درويد بينا قران ابن حسين الدسان الون الكربلاء ابن حسين الدسان الون الكربلاء Never say that Hussein takes you away from God. Never say that Hussein takes you away from God. God loves those who loves him. Why won't you ever learn? Just be sure and we live our best وقت كربلاء أربعين بحسين My eyes are full of tears My heart is full of tears لبيك يا حسين 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 لبيك يا زينب حسيناً وحسيناً 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 حسين وحسين 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 حسين حبيب العاشقين حسين حبيب العاشقين عشيق الوالي طريق العارفين نداء السائرين نداء السائرين وأملاك السماء عشقا تنادي وحسين حسينا وحسينا وحسينا وحسين
Bye.
لبيك يا حسين
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 السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا عبد الله يا سليم والإياد العاصمة والصغار بيننا بالبرار هيما قد أتت وقفت للعظائم فاطمة وتنوح عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك everyone السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا قضي اليدين يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين
Now we have Sheikh Subaiti who's going to end this with Ziyarat Arbaeen and
some explanation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين
It is said that in this Husayni caravan, when Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to the grave of Imam Husayn in Karbala and said, Peace be upon you and the spirits that have descended in the neighborhood of al-Husayn. I bear witness that you were steadfast. I swear by the one who sent Muhammad as a prophet with truth, surely we participated with you in what you had encountered. Atiya, his servant, then said, How can that be possible then when we have not descended on any valley, nor did we climb any mountains, nor did we fight with him, whereas the heads of Al-Husayn and his companions were on the spears. How can you say we were with him? And Jabir says, O Atiya, I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, Whosoever loves a nation will be resurrected with them, and whosoever loves the deed of a nation will be considered one who has participated in that deed. I swear by the one who sent Muhammad as a prophet in truth, surely my intention and the intention of my companions is according to the intention of Al-Husayn and his companions. So hence, we as participants of this walk, we are as if we are in Karbala, since we join our walk with the day of Arba'een, with the week of Arba'een in Karbala.
We are as if we are walking to Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. As Atiya, as Jabir says to Atiya, that if you are happy with the action of Husayn, you are part of it. We are part of the acts of Al-Husayn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on this path and generations to come on the path of Husayn and Ali Husayn.
Labbayka ya Husayn! لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين
كيف سبحانه Hello Brothers and sisters, please let's conclude by reading the Ziyarat al-Arba'een. Just imagine if you are between the Haramain in this moment facing the tomb, the graveyard of Sayyid al-Shuhada, making your heart ready to salute
أبي عبد الله الحسين عليه السلام أزور سيدي ومولاي أبا عبد الله الحسين زيارة أصالة عن نفسي ونيابة عن والدي وأهلي وأخواني وقراباتي وجيراني ومن قلدني الدعاء والزيارة قربة إلى الله تعالى السلام على ولي الله وحبيبه السلام على خليل الله ونجيبه السلام على صفي الله وابن صفيه السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات اللهم إني أشهد أنك أنه وليك وابن وليك وصفيك وابن صفيك الفائز بكرامتك أكرمته بالشهادة وحفوته بالسعادة واشتبيته بطيب الولادة وجعلته سيدا من السادة وقائدا من القادة زائدا من الزادة وأعطيته مواريث الأنبياء وجعلته حجة على خلقك من الأوصياء فأعبر في الدعاء ومنح النص وبذل مهجته فيه ليستنقذ عبادك من الجهالة وحيرة الضلالة وقد توازر عليه من غرته الدنيا وباع حظه بالأرذل الأدنى وشرى آخرته بالثمن الأوكس وتغطرس وتردى في هواه وأسخطك وأسخط نبيك وأطاع من عبادك أهل الشقاق والنفاق وحملة الأوزار المستكبين النار فشهدهم فيك صابرا محتسبا حتى سبك في طاعتك تموت والسبيح حريم اللهم فل عنهم لعنا وبيلا وعذبهم عذابا أليما السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا ابن سيد الأوصياء أشهد أنك أمين الله وأمين عشت سعيدا ورضيت حميدا ومتى بغيدا مظلوما شهيدا وأشهد الله وأشهد أن الله موجد ما وعدك ومهلك من خذلك ومعذب من قتلك وأشهد أنك وفيت بعهد الله وجاهدت في سبيله حتى أتاك اليقين فلعن الله من قتلك ولعن الله من ظلمك ولعن الله من سمعت بذلك فرضيت به اللهم إني أشهدك أني ولي لمن والى وعدو لمن عادى بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها ولم تلبسك المتلهمات من ثيابها وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المسلمين ومعقد المؤمنين وأشهد أنك الإمام المتقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى قباب الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا. وأشهد أني بكم مؤمن وبيابكم موقن بشرائع دينك وخواتيم عملي وقلبي بقلبكم سلم وأمري بأمركم متبع ونصرتي لكم معدة حتى يأذن الله لكم فمعكم معكم لا مع عدوكم معكم معكم لا مع عدوكم فمعكم معكم لا مع عدوكم صلوات الله عليكم وعلى أرواحكم وأجسادكم وشاهدكم وغائبكم وظاهركم وباطنكم آمين رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
جزاكم الله خير.
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين.
Brother Swain, your son,
his nephew,
and your nephew, and this one, I'm carrying the front, and right here waiting. Brother Swain, his nephew. I'm also promoting the other thing here for this year's my weight walk. This is a lot of fun for my life. And I, as I have a lot of here, we are
going to be
for next year, inshallah, if anybody wants to sign for their business, there is an email address at www.walkingcanada.com.
Prophet Hassan, I am from him and Hussein is from me.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
ट्रक का घूमता पहिया कनाडा की मुईशत की तरक्की का जामिन आपका ट्रक सड़कों पर राज करे और कनाडा की मुईशत तरक्की की राह पर गामजन रहे ट्रक मैनुअल या फिर ऑटोमेटिक ट्रक की बेहतरीन सर्विस के लिए क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब थ्रू आउट ओंटारियो नो अपॉइंटमेंट नीडेड ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी वन स्टॉप शॉप अब तीसरी लोकेशन एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नैपनी क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब 519-622-0660 quicktruckloop.com
इस आलमी वबा के दौरान हमारे बच्चों ने साबित किया कि वो कितने मजबूत साबिर और साबित कदम हैं। लेकिन अब उनके लिए दोबारा यादें बनाने का वक्त है खानदान और दोस्तों के साथ टीम अराकीन के साथ साथियों के साथ COVID-19 वैक्सीनेशन से बच्चों को मदद मिल सकती है दोबारा बच्चे बनने में अपने बच्चों और उनके आसपास के लोगों के तहफ्फुज में मदद करें दस्तियाबी पर अपने बच्चों की वैक्सीनेशन बुक कराएं हुकूमत कनाडा की तरफ से एक पैगाम
अययो हु इज द स्टेजर
कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस लेटेस्ट स्टाइल कलर फैब्रिक गोल्डन या फिर सिल्वर मॉडर्न ट्रेडिशनल कंटेम्प्रेरी फर्नीचर एंड डेकोर कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस मस्ट सी Must visit a designer's collection and affordable price.
Seeing is believing. Complete home furniture and appliances.
No cost, free advice. 547 Steeles Avenue East in Brampton. 905-244-4663. 244-4663.
वेलफोर्ड कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सर्विसेज को रीजन ऑफ पील के इश्तराक से वबा के दौरान और इससे भी आगे कम्युनिटी मेंबरान की मदद करने पर फख्र है अपने कोविड सपोर्ट सर्विसेज के साथ हम आपको जोड़ सकते हैं फूड हैम्पर्स माली मावनत और बहुत सी मराहत से जुमेरात और जुमे को हमारी वॉक इन वैक्सीन पर जरूर तशरीफ लाएं हमारे प्रोग्रामों और खिदमात के बारे में मजीद मालूमात के लिए हमारी कोविड सपोर्ट लाइन 905-451-4920 पर कॉल करें या मजीद जानने के लिए ईमेल करें support@wellford.ca
CIBC ग्लोबल मनी ट्रांसफर के साथ अपने परिवार को ज्यादा से ज्यादा खुशियां दें CIBC ग्लोबल मनी ट्रांसफर की $0 ट्रांसफर फीस का फायदा उठाएं और अपने परिवार तक पहुंचाएं और भी ज्यादा पैसे आज ही CIBC.com/GMT इवेंट पर जाएं और प्रोमो कोड GMT इवेंट के साथ अपने पहले ट्रांसफर पर $300 तक वापस पाएं शर्तें और CIBC फॉरेन एक्सचेंज रेट्स लागू
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे
SNS लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है अपने हक जानन ले या सलाह लेन ले आज ही SNS लॉयर्स नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000
कोविड 19 करके सारा काम ऑनलाइन हो गया ग्रोसरी ऑनलाइन हो गई ट्यूशन ऑनलाइन हो गई और ता होर कल मेनू रिया ने दसिया कि सोडी फर्नीचर वाले भी हुन ऑनलाइन फर्नीचर सेल कर रहे हैं
बिल्कुल ठीक सुनिया ते हुन इना दा स्टोर भी खुल गया है
ब्रह्मजन दे सब तो वड्डे फर्नीचर स्टोर्स विचो एक सोडी फर्नीचर ते हुन कोविड 19 दे दौरान इना दी वेबसाइट sodifurniture.com ते जाओ अते अपनी पसंद दा फर्नीचर सिलेक्ट करो स्टोर विच आके सेम फर्नीचर देखो अते सेम प्राइस ते लो इना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन हुन खुल चुकी है फॉर मोर इनफॉरमेशन Call 905-874-7171
दोस्तों पिछले लंबे समय तो तुसी नगारा रेडियो नू महामोनी प्यार दिता नगारा रेडियो 3 बजे तो लेके 4 बजे तक WTOR 770 ते सुनदे हो हुण तुसी नगारा रेडियो सवेरे 7 बजे तो लेके 8 बजे तक WTOR 770 ते सुन सकया करोगे किसी किस्म दी जानकारी लई चरणजीत बराड 647-300-8436 राणा सिद्धू 905-915-8484 नगारा रेडियो सवेरे 7 बजे तो लेके 8 बजे तक ओनली ऑन 770
ਐਨਾ
ਇੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਹੁਣ ਅਪਲਾਇੰਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਹੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸਟੇਨਲੈਸ ਸਟੀਲ ਦੇ ਅਪਲਾਇੰਸਿਸ ਮਿਲਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਇੰਸਿਸ ਤੇ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਫ੍ਰਿਜ, ਸਟੋਵ, ਡਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ਼ਰ, 3 ਪੀਸ ਕਿਚਨ ਬੰਡਲ, ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਫਰੰਟ ਲੋਡ ਵਾਸ਼ਰ ਐਂਡ ਡਰਾਇਰ, ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸੇਵਰ, ਐਨਰਜੀ ਸਟਾਰ ਤੇ ਟੀਵੀ ਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਨੀ, ਸੈਮਸੰਗ, ਪੈਨਾਸੋਨਿਕ, ਸ਼ਾਰਪ, ਹਰ ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਬ੍ਰਾਂਡ ਦਾ ਟੀਵੀ ਵਿਦ ਲੋਐਸਟ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਟਾਊਨ, ਸਿਰਫ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਇੰਸਿਸ ਤੇ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਟੀਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਲਾਇੰਸਿਸ, 801 ਬੋਵੇ ਡਰਾਈਵ, ਵੈਸਟ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ, ਜਾਂ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 905-450-2828, 905-450-2828,